an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, if you've got a wood deck at your money pit, now is the time of year to get out there and start enjoying it. But if it's looking a little worse for the wear, you can actually extend its life by giving it a really good cleaning and then restaining it. Do it now, and then you don't have to do it again for another couple of years. And it's not a really terrible project, right?
Absolutely not. Here with some tips to help make sure your staining job sticks around and looks great is This Old House host Kevin O'Connor and the show's general contractor Tom Silva. And guys, this is a very doable project for a weekend warrior, isn't it?
Staining a deck is a great do-it-yourself home improvement project. It'll extend the life of your deck, it'll dramatically improve your curb appeal, and it doesn't cost a lot. But what's the key to a properly stained deck, Tom?
Like any painting and staining project, preparation is the key. First, wash the deck by applying a deck wash using a pump sprayer. Scrub it with a stiff bristle brush, and then rinse it off. For the most part, I don't like pressure washers. They can damage the surface of the deck. I also like to use a fungicide and a mildew preventer, usually made from borate. You can apply that with a pump sprayer, but you don't want to wash this off. Let it soak into the wood. When the wood is dry, you can then apply the stain. Now, what I like to do, if you use an oil-based stain, I like to take and mix a little bit of polyurethane or varnish in with the stain, about a half a pint per gallon.
And how many coats of stain do you recommend?
Well, usually takes two because the wood gets pretty dry.
All right. Well, if you want more information, you can watch a video about how to stain a deck on thisoldhouse.com.
Tom Silva, Kevin O'Connor, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here, Tom.
You know, and if you're looking for a quick little fix that really doesn't require a lot of work, say if your deck is only kind of looking bad in a couple of sections, right. Go to those damaged boards. Flip them over and then reattach them, and it really will look fantastic. And then you can go ahead and stain the entire deck, and it's going to look great.
Good point. Well, if you want more information from Tommy and Kevin, be sure to watch them on This Old House, which is brought to you by Cub Cadet. Cub Cadet, you can't get any better. Up next, we've got tips to help create the perfect patio with the right furnishings.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.